I've been talking about him. Now, he's at liberty to say whatever he pleases about me.
All right, Harry, you asked for it. Well, I want to say just this. That it's been not only a privilege, but it's been a pleasure to have made this trip through Texas with our great Democratic president. Joining him in El Paso, we found there on arrival, and as he touched the soil of Texas, a beautiful sun such as this that met him, and it shined with brightness and warmth upon him. And as I told him at that time, that was merely a portent of the expression of the people of Texas. What I said was true. Every stop we made on the Southern Pacific, from El Paso down to San Antonio, small western towns where we'd make a stop, Texans had come on horseback and automobiles for hundreds of miles around, and the expression on their faces, the glint in their eye, was indicative of their appreciation for him and the cordiality of the greeting that they were extending to him, not only by their presence there, but by the expressions that were in their faces that were indicative of the feelings within their hearts. He's had tremendous crowds everywhere he's been. A magnificent outpouring of people along the streets of San Antonio as, after a short lunch, he made a tour of the city and went to the Alamo and laid a wreath there at that historic shrine. Then on up the line the next day in Austin, Temple, Waco, Fort Worth yesterday afternoon, Dallas, great outpouring of people in Barnum last night, Sam Rabin's hometown. And the people there seem to have sensed, all along the line, seem to have sensed the personality of the man as it impressed itself upon me, that here was a real and a typical American, a man who has the interests of the people at heart. I was impressed by one thing that happened on this trip. We were taken through the governor's palace, the old Spanish governor's palace in San Antonio. And when we came to the wishing well, the lady in charge of that place that was showing us around and explaining everything about it to us told him, said, "Mr. President, if you toss a penny in this well and make a wish, the wish will come true." Fortunately, I had a penny to give to him, and he tossed it in the well. And when he had tossed it in, the newspaper men says, "I bet we know what you wish." They all thought that he wished he'd be elected. But he knew what they were thinking. He said, "No, you're wrong. My wish was that there'll be peace in the world." And I found him that kind of an American. He has the interest of peace and the welfare of this country above everything else. And another thing I want to tell you. He's a fighting man and a fighting candidate. And we Texans love a fighter like Harry Truman is. And I feel much as does the president that I'm regretful that this tour is leaving Texas soil within not too many minutes. But I'm happy that since he's going to have to leave Texas, that he's going into Oklahoma, where there's a great governor and a great state. And Roy Turner is a great governor. And I have a great suspicion that when Roy ran for governor, that some of these Texans slipped over in Oklahoma and voted for him. I find out he's a great governor to have as a neighbor governor. And it's a great privilege and delight to be governor of Texas while he's governor of Oklahoma. Let me say in conclusion, and for the people of Texas, Mr. President, as you make this last stop here, and this can be said on Texas soil, that we are grateful and we are honored that you came to Texas on your campaign tour. As a matter of fact, we're grateful because I don't think it was necessary for you to come. And that's all the more reason that we appreciate your coming and bringing Mrs. Truman, Margaret, and this fine staff that you have with you. Now, I'd like to say a lot more as to how much we appreciate your being here, but our time here is limited, and Mr. President, is a local committee that is down here to greet you, and they should have that privilege. So I'm just going to conclude by thanking the people of Gainesville and this surrounding community, as I have our people everywhere, for showing the appreciation that we've shown at every stop in Texas for a great American and a great president. I thank you.
President, this is John. I'm a local boy.